Hello, everyone. We are Vic
and Nina,
and we are
That's What She Said.
This is our first show, so please bear with us. We've never done this before. We're just kind of figuring it out. But yeah, we hope we have a fun show lined up for you today. We're talking about first date deal breakers and best and worst gifts we've ever gotten, best and worst dates we've ever gone on, and then Nina's going to do a segment called
YouTube Artist of the Week, and every week we're going to introduce a new YouTube artist that we follow, and today I think we have a really good artist, and hopefully you'll get to hear him a bit later.
Alrighty, so we're going to go to, let me put this down for a second. We are now going to go to our Facebook page where we put up our first show subject, which was first date deal breakers. Now, mostly we got girls who responded, but there were a few guys as well. So we're just going to go through my favorite and Neen's favorite of that and talk about them. Some of them were pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, there were. Some of them actually went to a lot of detail, and I really enjoyed that.
So I guess we'll say ours. Mine is smoking. Anytime if it's smoking, if I see you light up on a date, I am done. That's my complete deal breaker for
me. I completely agree. I posted on Facebook that I'm all about equality, but I'm also old school at the same time. And if a guy asks me out on a date and he doesn't pay, it's kind of awkward. Or even my total deal breaker is if he asks to go Dutch. I mean, you're going to pay or I'm going to pay, but I'm not going to pull out my wallet and you pull out your wallet and let's split it in half. You know, that's just awkward and total deal breaker for me.
Okay, so my favorite would have to be, okay, a lot of them were physical. People said things like small hands. People said, what else, short.
Spitty talkers.
Yep, if the date's shorter than you. Or one of our friends said, if the guy already loves his car more than he loves anything else, that's probably going to be the way it is in your relationship. So watch out, ladies. If a guy talks about his car, hugs his car, spends more time with his car, then you're going to be in a relationship with the car and not the guy.
Yeah, and some of the guys comment, we didn't get many, but some of the guys comment say that, ladies, get off your BlackBerry. It is not good for a first date, and it is a total deal breaker for some men. Because, yeah, if you're going to be stuck on your BlackBerry all night, why are you on the date?
Exactly. That's the worst when you're at dinner, even with a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
If you're sitting around and everyone pulls out their phone, one person starts it, and then everybody continues it.
Yeah, exactly. And you're not engaged in your date, and it's your first date, and you got to make a good impression.
What other? My sister's boyfriend said too much perfume. Some people, which I didn't realize actually, I was teaching at my studio, and one of the parents came up to me and full on said, "Oh my gosh, I have to get away from you." And I thought I stank from teaching so much. And she said, "No, it's your perfume. I'm allergic. I can't be around you." And I was shocked because everyone wears perfume, cologne. You don't realize it, but yeah. So he said too much perfume. I'd probably have to bust out the puffer because I have asthma, and it's just overall not a good date. So Neens, you wouldn't do well because you have asthma.
Yeah, I do. I don't mind though. I'd rather guys have a little bit of a scent. Maybe guys' nostrils are a little heavier than ours, but you know, a few sprays wouldn't do you too bad. But really funny. One of my guy friends, I encouraged him to comment on our Facebook page, but obviously he didn't want to. But he did send me a private message. And one of his deal breakers, if a girl has sex on the first date, he's like, yeah, I totally do her, but I wouldn't call her again for another date, but for a booty call. So ladies, no sex on the first date.
Okay, so now we're going to play a song. I'm not going to tell you what it is because some of you might not have seen this episode, but it is, I'm just going to play it and then we'll talk about it after. Okay, here we go.
At first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable and doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be getting. And now you ask to use my car. Driving all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me. Ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're traveling, good for nothing. nothing type of brother. Silly me, oh, I haven't, I found another, a baller. When times get hard, I need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about. Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my automobiles? If you did, then maybe we could chill. I don't think you do. So you and me are through. Now you've been acting out my card. Gave me back credit, buy me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid that first bill, but instead you're heading to the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating. Tell your friends that you be balling. And then you use my cell phone. Calling whoever that you think's at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know where none of these calls come from. When your mama's time is here more than once. Try for living, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, I haven't, I found another, a baller. When times get hard, I need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you, don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my bills?
Can you pay my bills? Good for nothing type of brother. Oh, silly me, oh, I haven't, I found another. You trifled in, good for nothing type of brother. Oh, silly me, oh, I haven't, I found another.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my
telephone bills?
So that was Bills, Bills, Bills from Glee. That was after the Super Bowl, the one that played after the Super Bowl. Yeah, so I don't know. I just wanted to play that because I thought it was such a good version of the original song. And it's, come on, it's the 90s way back playback, I guess. Also, for those people from the Facebook feed that said that they didn't want to go Dutch or that they didn't want a guy to have to offer for you guys to pay, that's just about guys who won't pull out their wallet for a lady. So bills, bills, bills.
Yeah, if you ever want to join into our Facebook conversation, just put in the search bar "That's What She Said," hosted by Vic and Neens, and every week we're going to post up the subject of our show and you can join in a conversation. There's hilarious things, so we're just going to discuss some of our favorite ones or ones that we totally agree with. If you know anything about me, food is a big deal in my life. And Jackie Medeiros writes, "Picky eaters, grow up and eat some vegetables." I mean, that is a total deal breaker for me. If the guy is just meat and potatoes, we're not going to be friends. Like, you know, I want to try different things and whatnot. Also, guys with small appetites, like Vic and I, we're not small eaters. If you go on a date with us, we're not going to order the salad like the typical girls. So if you come and you are picking at your salad, I'm sorry, deal breaker, and I'm not going to call you again.
Done. And if you're joining us, we are just talking about first date deal breakers. We had a Facebook chat for Vic and Neens, That's What She Said, our show, and we're just talking about some of the deal breakers people have wrote in about. So what else? Some of them are a lot of pet peeves. So some people have written things like, if you have a crazy laugh, you always get to that point where you think it's going great, you're having a really good time on your date, or if a guy laughs like a gerbil, it's over, right? So what else was there? Spitty talkers, say it, don't spray it. If he's late, that's a big one. I'm very punctual.
Yes,
if you are late, even, I mean, okay, 5-10 minutes, you got lost. But if you're half an hour later, you're making me wait, or I show up first, I hate the nervousness of waiting there for someone to come. So I mean, it's rare usually, but if you're late, that's it. So what else? If a guy relies on me to make the plans, that's a big one. I mean,
yes, men.
Oh yeah. I mean, for sure, I'll pick the restaurant, I'll pick places for drinks, that's not a problem. But if every single time I have to be the one to do it, it's my choice, No. I want someone just to take me, surprise me, Do whatever. Okay, what else? Lip smacking, food noises, waxy ears. I'm sorry. If you can see the wax from the dinner table.
Hygiene's important, guys.
That's disgusting. Not accepting different opinions. Go on.
One of the guys say, when a guy is prettier than a girl on a date, if he looks like he takes more time than me to get ready in the morning, deals off. Boys, let women be prettier than you. I have a lot of guy friends who are total metrosexuals, and if you look prettier than me, why would I want to go on a date with you? It's basically like I feel second choice or whatnot.
What else? There's one of our really close friends in the program said, talking about an ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
That is true. I understand everyone wants to know about exes and situations, but right on the first date, I don't think that's the best idea.
No, I don't think so either. I don't need to know about your past relationship. And you know what? I don't care. I'm just here to have fun and get to learn more about you. I don't want to hear about your baggage.
What else? Littering. If you litter, that is true. If you're walking down the sidewalk and you have gum and you spit the gum out right,
it's bad etiquette. Ladies, don't litter. Men, don't litter either.
Show your, show those sides of yourself later on, not in the beginning. All right, one more and then I think we'll do another song. What else? Short guys, we said. Men with small hands. Okay, so that's, I don't know if we said that one before, but that's another physical one. All right, so how about Neens can tell this song? This is her theme song.
Yeah, so for all of you guys who watched Super Bowl this weekend, I was cheering for the Packers, and I just want to put up this song because you guys are all the loser song.
And she sings it every single day. Every single day.
We're planning to make a remix for White and Yellow because Victoria is white and I'm Asian. So, you know, white and yellow, white and yellow, white and yellow.
So here it is.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
white and yellow, white and yellow, white and yellow.
That's our new theme song. Forget about girls, have fun. Okay, so we are now going to talk about our best and worst first dates. So I'll go first. I'll start with the worst, I guess. So for me, I've been on a few coffee blind dates, and they're fine, whatever, but to me, I treat the first date as almost like if it was an interview, so you kind of see if you want to continue on. Now, we went for, so, okay, so I didn't know about what this guy looked like or anything like that. I just heard what he was described as, and I texted his phone and asked where he was, what he was wearing so I could find him, and he said, I'm in a blue hat and a gray sweatshirt, and he was taking me ice skating, which is fun. But I hadn't skated in, I'm telling you, 10 years. So I look up and I said to myself, please don't let it be this 15-year-old that's standing there. Sure enough, he wasn't 15. He was about, I don't know, he was older than me, 25, 26. But he completely misrepresented himself. He looked completely different than what he said. He looked so young. So it was fine, whatever, no chemistry. So it takes me ice skating. I didn't fall, thank goodness. And we go for coffee. And I'm sorry, buddy, but a coffee costs, what, $3?
Not even.
Couldn't even pay for my coffee. And maybe he's nervous or maybe he didn't feel it either. But come on, I'm sorry. Worst date is when the guy can't even offer to pay.
Yeah, guys, bills, bills, bills.
Especially a coffee. Like, that annoys me. If it was like a 3-course steak dinner, okay, fine, I'll go Dutch. But I'm not dealing with a $3 coffee that you can't even pay for. And what about yours, Needs?
Worst. My worst date? Oh, man. Oh, so one time, a guy and I, who we were friends before we got on this date or whatnot, he lives out in Scarborough and I live out in the West End, and he was supposed to come pick me up and we were supposed to go on a date, but in the last minute, he can't get a car apparently, and so I have to drive my ass to Scarborough to pick him up, and when I get there, he has no plans. I don't know your neighborhood. I don't know anything to do, and I'm like, so what do you want to do? We sit in the car for, I don't know, probably 10 minutes before we figure it out or whatnot, and then we go to the local movie theater, but he's like, oh, I don't really want to watch any of these. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
have something planned,
boys. Like, if you're gonna ask a girl on a date, don't drag me out to your area and then not have any. Anyways, we ended up, he started getting on the phone, calling up his friends or whatnot, and then they were at Playdium, which is in Mississauga, which is in the West End where I just came from. Anyways, we ended up driving back to the West End from Scarborough, and me, I'm not gonna lie, I have no sense of direction, and I'm relying on him to take it. He's like, yeah, I know where to go. We end up getting lost for a good hour, and I am so frustrated. I mean, like, you dragged me out. This is, anyways, and when we finally got there, I dropped him off, and I was like, this is done. I dropped him off and
never call me.
And I just left. I was just so angry at him. And yeah, that was one of the worst dates ever. Like, so boys, take note. If you're going to ask a girl on a date, have something planned. It's just,
For sure.
It's one of my worst dates. Yeah.
My best. One of my best. Best first dates, are we saying? Or just date in general?
I'm going to say best date in general.
Best date in general. Okay, well, this is going to be end all be all, I guess, because I lived in France for a year, for third year of university, and my ex/boyfriend at the time surprised me in Paris and came to visit for a week, which was absolutely crazy, but I would have to say, like, in Paris on the Champs-Élysées, yeah, or something. We had a really nice dinner and, you know, went and saw the Arc de Triomphe and all that, so I mean come on, you gotta say that,
yeah.
Right,
yeah, it's got
anywhere like fun or romantic in a nice big city or like New York or something fun with a boyfriend is always good, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about my best first date because, no, I'm not going to lie. I don't remember. That's how bad it was. One of my good friends, though, she's with a guy right now. And for their first date, he told her she's going to need 3 outfits and it's going to be a 12-hour date. I mean, this is the first date ever. And this, I'm like, 12 hours, 3 outfits? Like, I would be nervous. He comes to pick her up at 10 a.m. If any date for me starts at 10 a.m., I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
feed me breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. But it was great. He there's so many things involved. They went rollerblading on the lakeshore, which is so cute.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and then so that was the first outfit change, and then the second place they went was to a TFC game, which was great. You know, killed a few hours. Like, you know, good activity to get to know each other and have time. And then after that, another outfit change. He took her to the keg, and
what?
Yeah, the keg. And after a TFC game, so
this girl's balling.
This man was. I was just like, okay, maybe I want to go on a 12-hour date after all.
It would suck if you didn't like him after the first.
Oh,
five
that's
minutes.
True. She was saying that. She's like, oh my god, 12 hours. What if I don't like him? Like, how do I make excuses?
Yeah.
And lucky for her, it ended up being great, because after dinner, and they went on a walk on the harbor front or something like that, and they just talked and got to know each other, and then he dropped her off at 11, and she's like, oh my god, like,
that's amazing.
That's the best date ever.
That's like three dates in one almost.
That's
right?
True, but like, you know what, that's, you know, if great effort though by guys.
I love that.
I love that too.
Surprises. Have you been surprised by this?
Surprised like on a date?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not dating the right guys, because yes. They are not creative or anything like that, man. So boys out
please,
there.
Nina needs some surprises, okay? Okay, so now I'm going to play one of Rihanna's newest songs. I don't even know if you've heard it, Nines. It's called S&M. So it's a little raunchy.
No, I haven't.
But,
so
yeah,
I'm excited.
I'm going to put that puppy on right now. Okay, enjoy.
Come on, 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 come on
Okay, everyone, that was S&M by Rihanna. I'm sure that's either coming out or is already out. I'm not too sure. But this is That's What She Said with Vic and Neans. And today we're just discussing a lot of bests and worsts, but mostly with regards to dating and first date deal breakers. We thought we would do our first show kind of because it's coming up to Valentine's Day. So, yeah, so we've gone over some deal breakers from people who have wrote on our Facebook page. We've talked about our best and worst first date. And now we are going to talk about the best and worst gifts that we have ever been given. So I guess I'll start with worst. Now, poor guy if he's listening to this, but whatever. So
it'll just be a lesson learned.
Yeah. Well, I just in general, like, poor guy. But we'd been dating, I don't know, maybe almost two and a half years maybe. Excuse me. And he had no idea what to get me. And it was like Christmas slash our like 2 year anniversary coming up slash my birthday. And he got me a Body Shop gift bag. Sorry. And yeah, like a $50 Body Shop thing. And I got him a leather Marc Jacobs wallet. Come on. I'm sorry. Like, sweet guy. But like, it was in the Body Shop. Plastic bag. He had just gotten it at the mall.
One of those preset ones.
The receipt was probably in the bag. And that's, you know, nice guy. Like, but at the same time, that's what you get your teacher at school. That's what you get your aunt that you don't know what to get. So next time, boys, no Body Shop unless it's in my stocking.
Or prepackaged gifts just in general. Ones that are already in baskets.
I'm someone, just write me a card and give me a lollipop.
Yeah, but like, you guys were together for 2 years. Do you think that it'd be a little more sentimental value?
Yeah.
Or something more meaningful than a
box smelling things?
Maybe he's trying to tell you that you stink.
Probably.
Lather yourself in that.
Okay, your needs.
One of the best gifts I've ever gotten was, it didn't cost a lot, but it was very sentimental to me, and it was cute because it showed me that he was paying attention to like the little things that I liked. In high school, I was addicted to Chupa Chup lollipops. Like, yes. I don't know what you you know what those are, but I was addicted to them. Like, I probably had like probably three a day. And one of the guys that I was like hardcore crushing in high school, he got me literally like a box. Like, there was probably like 200 lollipops in there just because. Yeah, like just because. And those things are not cheap.
Just because?
Yeah, it was just because. It was just like, he was just like, here, like, I don't know. He just gave me, like, just gave me.
Just for being you.
Yeah, and I think that was that. That goes down as one of the best gifts just because, like, you know, it was like he noticed, yeah. You know, and it was
thoughtful.
Yeah, it was
for sure.
Exactly, thoughtful. I think thoughtful gifts go a very long way.
Oh, my sister, for her 20th birthday, her boyfriend got her 20 things for her 20th birthday.
Oh,
and
that's
he
cute.
Was the 20th.
Oh.
And he put permanent marker, a big 20, and he like stood,
oh my god,
like, creepy in her doorway. But things like, he got her favorite mascara.
Yeah.
Like, for a guy to know that.
Yeah.
He got her a phone cover because she needed a phone cover.
Oh, that's so
he got her, she really loved these cheese and cracker things from the student center, so we stole her a few packets of those.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Things that are really, if my boyfriend knew my favorite mascara, done. I'm that's amazing. Even there was this guy one time, he got me this. We weren't dating or anything, but I drove him home from Oakville to school, and I'm obsessed with Little Mermaid. I'm sure you guys will find out as you listen to the show more and more, but yeah, it's my favorite movie, favorite everything. And he, to say thank you, got me a sugar cookie with Sebastian the Crab on it.
Yeah.
And I did not expect that, and for him to have done that, I almost wanted to literally cry and say, wow, you thought of me when you walked by the bakery.
Yeah.
And saw this. That's all I need. I'm not a candy, chocolates, flower kind of girl, but you know, get me a card.
Get me a card. So take note, boys.
Get me a Chupa Chup and a card.
Thoughtful gifts.
Okay, so next we have Who Dat Girl, which is one of Nina's new favorite songs, and she sings it all the time and drives me nuts, but I love her. Okay, enjoy. Here we go.
She can autograph my pockets. Anytime, any place, any way. I be looking everybody else watching. I don't wanna be obnoxious, but this girl works the gossip. Take it with a smile, the tattoos now forever. She very godless. I imagine her topless. She might set off my rocket. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, on and poppin'.
cool like we arguing. With her by my side, I bring glitter to my life. I should Twitter this girl is far.
She ain't a rock star, but she got groupies. She ain't no actress, but she make movies. And when she's buzzed that thing around, everybody be breaking their neck like, ooh, that girl, ooh, that girl, ooh, that girl. She ain't got riches, but she got fashion. She ain't a model, but cameras flashing. And when she's buzzed that thing around, everybody be breaking their neck like, ooh, that girl, ooh, that girl, ooh, that girl.
Hey, I wanna know my mama name, cause that's where she get it from. They ain't never shot her with silicone. Shawty is her and her, and she the real one. Touch one, grab one, feel one. I wish she would've told me that. Ain't nothing wrong bringing the old me back. The mama know her body so trophy glass. She worth every bit of some Chloe bags. Like, damn, can I be the police badge? Pull it over, get a little cozy and reminisce on it like an OD jam. Record some shit on a Playboy cam. She ain't no actress. The movie for my mattress. Rockstar, none of that practice. But still, she got her.
Who that girl? Who that girl? Vic and Neens. Welcome back to our show. That's What She Said with Vic and Neens. That was just a Flo Rida featuring Akon. Who that girl? Flo Rida is one of those guys that I hate to love. Like he makes the most catchy songs ever. Yeah. Like
Pitbull too. Sometimes, a lot of the times too.
Akon, like,
yeah,
and then
Akon. They always go with other people.
Yeah, and then they pair up, and I'm just like, God, I hate these artists separately. But when you put them together, why do I like your songs?
Yeah,
like
a lot of auto tuning now they're doing, and that voice stuff. You know, Will I Am. You know, when he on the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah,
when he did all that.
Yeah. But you know what? It's the 21st century, like the
week. Yeah, might as well. Yeah,
yeah, I'm gonna embrace it, whatever. I'm old school, but
okay.
So yeah, today we're talking about deal breakers and best and worst first dates and the gifts that we've ever gotten. But now I want to ask the question, like, if you're going on a first date, what do you wear? Like, does it depend on where you go? Like, if you're going out to dinner, what do you wear? Like, do you wear a dress? Do you
or
jeans and a top? Like, guys, like, what do you expect from a girl, or what do you not want to see a girl wear?
Well, especially if you're taking a girl for a coffee date, you don't want her to show up in high heels and a short skirt and tights, you know. But if you're taking her to the Keg Mansion, you might want to see her wearing something a lot nicer. So I guess you have to know where you're going to dress accordingly.
Yeah,
but still, at the same time, some girls I feel overdo it and then underdo it, and the guy, you don't want to be, if you don't want a guy to be in a suit and you be in sweatpants.
But it the same goes for guys too. I mean, there's a certain level of first date outfits that
not appropriate.
Yeah, like t-shirts on first date, any sort of t-shirt, not appropriate,
especially Ed Hardy ones.
Oh god, no Ed Hardy,
no jersey shorts,
or even ratty sneakers. I'm a girl who
put on some nice shoes.
Yeah, I'm a girl who judges you on your shoes. I don't care if you wear sneakers, so long as they're casual sneakers and that they're clean and tidy, because I think it represents a lot about yourself and your hygiene or whatnot.
Just take care of yourself, like. But you know, there's certainly, like, I'm a big nail person. If your nails are long, like guy wise, like gratty, and I'm scared of them. Don't touch me with them. You're gonna cut me.
What about guys who bite their nails? Like,
I'd rather them like so short that I can't even see them than long. And
okay, so then I have a question. Then, small hands or which was worse? Small hands or dirty nails or ratty nails?
The nails, man. I mean, no, actually, you can cut nails. You can't grow the hands.
Is it such a bad thing to have small hands?
No, I'm okay. So let's talk about our okay. So fetishes, maybe
fetishes.
Well, like I have a very Neens. What are my fetishes? Like, what do I love to see in a guy?
Oh my God, he's got to be like 6'7". This is ridiculous. This girl's only like 5 foot, like
five,
5 foot five, and she wants to date a guy who's like a good
Shaq.
Foot taller than her. But you know what, it's great for me as a, if I ever go and want to play wing woman for her, I don't even need to look at your face. I'm just gonna I'm just gonna walk through a bar, look up, and if you're tall, I'm rooting for you.
What but, and hair color needs
and gingers. Whatever. Yes. I've dated a few gingers in my time, but it just seems so that she dates tall and ginger guys. But tonight, you're going on a date.
Okay, so speaking of what to wear, I'm going on a date tonight, and I've been told I'm going to be picked up at 5:30. We have to be downtown by 6, and he'll have me back by like 11. And I'm super excited. I've never had someone plan the night where they just show up, take me somewhere, and that's it.
Swoop you off your feet.
But I have no idea what to wear. I'm not going to wear anything fancy because I've been told just to dress the way I normally have on other dates. Uh-huh. But at the same time, I'm scared because if it's something fancier,
that's true.
I want to wear something, you know, even still jeans and a nice shirt. But if I'm wearing jeans and a... not a hoodie, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did he tell you though that if you're gonna do an activity or like
no,
a meal?
No, he
or?
Said bring a coat, obviously, but we're not skating or doing anything outside because he said we'll be inside.
Yeah.
And he said not to eat, so I'm guessing we're going for food.
Okay.
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. So you guys will find out next week.
I think that's pretty exciting. Anyways.
Yeah.
So we have a segment on our show called YouTube Artist of the Week, and everybody follows some sort of YouTube artist, whether they do cover songs or whatnot. I've been following this guy I just started following this guy. I saw him on Ellen DeGeneres, but anyways, he is hot. Like I'm not really attracted to Asians. But he is Asian, but I think he's extremely cute. His name is Joseph Vincent, and if you ever want to follow him on YouTube, his sign-in name is Hoorah Jen Carr, so that's Hoorah Jencar on YouTube, and this is one of his official songs and one he wrote himself, and I thought it was great. I'm just gonna play for you, know Joseph Vincent, If You Stay.
Standing on the other side, watching you leave, and I couldn't see you go. Know that I was so sincere when I said I need you here, 'cause this is your home. Now you're the one, my everything. If you stay, you make me sing. I'll give you my so alive, you're the body to my glide. We can paint the town, but you're so far, you're so far, and that can't even hold me down. You're the one, my everything. If you stay, you'll make me sing. I'll give you my life.
So that was Joseph Vincent. If You Stay, that's the YouTube Artist of the Week. I really think he's good. He sounds good. Yeah, he does a lot of.
He's really cute.
He does a lot of covers, and if you go on his YouTube channel, but he does have a lot of original stuff too. And he plays acoustic guitars, and I know a bunch of my friends who love guys who play acoustic guitars, and yeah, he's great, and he's been featured on Ellen DeGeneres, so he's probably up and coming. But welcome back to That's What She Said by Vic and Eanes. And this week, or today, we were talking about, you know, first dates and deal breakers and whatnot. But we're not always going to talk about girl things.
No. Even though we're two girls, fun girls, we're not going to talk.
Yeah, we're not always going to talk about it. But Vic and I are actually corporate communications and public relations students at Centennial College. And, you know, this semester, we're doing our placements right now, and it's pretty freaky, you know, getting your cover letter ready, your resume, and basically like your life is starting.
Yeah.
And so next week we want to talk a little bit more about that, about our future plans, and, you know, just as a young professional, how to break into the field and all the things that we are going to go through.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to put up on Facebook another subject for next week. So that's going to come up within the next few days, but it'll be something along the lines of, you know, where are you in your, you know, career, I guess, or how you plan to start, or how you did get the first steps in the door. Any networking advice you have for us, because we are doing a lot of networking events, but it's really hard for us to sell ourselves right now. You know, it's, people can say the bad things about themselves, but it's really hard to say the good things. So yeah, we're really excited, and we only have a few short months, not even a few short weeks, I guess, coming up.
Yeah, like we're getting the go ahead to send in our resumes and cover letters, and in a short weeks we'll be interviewing. So, you know, if you have like great interview tips, yep, you know, things that we can put on our cover letter, or, you know, not just for us, but just for our listeners, things that people are reading our show. But on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook, That's What She Said, hosted by Vic and Eanes. Like it, love it, discuss. We're gonna try to engage you guys, and
hopefully get you enjoy it.
Yeah, it's our first show. I don't know, how are we doing, you know? Give us feedback on how we're doing,
please.
Like us, dislike us, what do you want?
Okay, so thank you so much for listening in. We're gonna end our show with DJ Earworm, and this is a mashup of all, it's called United States of Pop, and it's the 2010 mashup. So these are all songs from 2010. And thanks again, have a great Valentine's Day, and let us know what you did for it, and we will let you know. Okay, bye.
Rock and roll.
You want it?
This year's remix
got some phonics.
So I got hop, I got
dance,
I got
rockin'
electronic
club
beats.
I got
your pop music
with the
future flow.
So
come on,
red,
even if the sky is falling down.
Down.
Electronic
beats.
We got the
hip hop music
with
the
future
flow.
People in the blood.